Good day. This is Paige Estri-Torre from Financial Services Online. Let's delve into this week's insurance news wrap, featuring the latest on our Australian scene, broadcasted this Friday, March 14, 2025. Starting off, Australia's insurtech sector has been making waves. A report by InsurTech Australia and PFS Consulting highlights our country's growing leadership in insurance tech innovation. Enhanced by strategic investments and advanced technology, startups have been reshaping the insurance landscape, attracting US$1.6 billion over 12 years. Supported by government incentives and a maturing startup ecosystem, the future of the sector certainly looks promising. From blockchain to AI-driven analytics, these advancements are expected to transform the insurance industry. And now to a cautionary tale of a company that found itself on the losing side of an insurance claim dispute. Cybercriminals infiltrated the company's email system, tricking clients to transfer over $66,000 into a fraudulent account. This case highlights the urgency for companies to clearly understand the terms of their insurance policies, particularly around cyber threats. It's a wake-up call to insurers too, prompting them to revise its policy definitions to adequately protect against emerging digital risks. Let's move on to the underwriting front, where Australia Underwriting has established itself as a solution to high-risk coverage needs. The firm's recent successes, including with the National Motorsports Association, underline its capabilities to manage unique insurance challenges. Founded by George Vincent and led by portfolio manager Akshay Vincent, they've been addressing exposures from natural disasters to precarious properties. It's no wonder they're seen as a trusted partner in our insurance sector. To conclude with a case that underlines the importance of satisfactory resolution, let's look at a recent decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The AFCA ordered Hollard to offer a homeowner higher compensation over unresolved mold contamination. The mold issue persisted despite Hollard's repair attempts, leading to AFCA ruling that inadequate remediation and delays exacerbated the problem. This decision underlines the importance for insurers in delivering customer satisfaction and complying with outcomes to avoid costly repercussions. That's a wrap of this week's insurance news, featuring key happenings across the sector. Stay informed and engaged for more news like this from us at Financial Services Online. Remember, when it comes to securing your personal or business insurance needs, you can reach us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week with more updates.